Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Is that a go? Let's do this thing live. No, there is no... If you woke up this morning, first of all, what the hell are you doing? Secondly, there is no Butcher Boy and there is no Bonte Hill.
It's the big kahuna.
Like normal people, they are sleeping. They are tucked away, warm and comfortable in the privacy of their own homes. Instead, it's us two whack jobs. Say hello to Chucky TV. That would be Chuck Walter. Alongside Dan Devone, and on drums, Evan Giddings is with us here today. What's up, Chuck?
Not a ton. How are you? Happy belated.
Yeah? How was Thanksgiving? You were doing games last night.
Busy at work. Did get some ham in there, some ham stuffing, and some dessert, so we'll take it.
So you're sort of like Troy Aikman and company and Joe Buck, where they haven't spent a this is their first Thanksgiving in more than two decades that they spent actually at home, because they've been doing Thursday night games for Fox for the last 20-plus years.
Yeah, I think it's been work since 2016. So a nice little seven-year streak of not enjoying much.
Yeah, no, it's some good games. You know why? Because Detroit, typically, Thanksgiving, right? Synonymous that you watch the Detroit Lions play football. That tradition has been since, I don't know, the inception of, since they've been doing this thing, going back to the leather helmets and company. And usually, you know, the Detroit Lions suck. And you're like, all right, well, it's Thanksgiving. It's the only thing to watch.
It's the tradition in Detroit, right? The fans wake up and they're like, Thanksgiving doesn't start until the Lions lose. And this year, they almost didn't lose.
But the part of that is that all of us have to join in that misery, because typically it's the only game, or it's one of the games. So it's the one time of the year.
It's always the early game. And out on the West Coast, 10 a.m.
We pay attention to the Detroit Lions. Like, well, it's football, so of course I got to watch. And the one day of the year. But Detroit went into this game winners of three in a row and taking on, obviously, a Buffalo Bill team that is anointed as being one of the teams to come out of the AFC in this year's Super Bowl. And Detroit looked pretty good. Jared Goff, the pride of Marin Catholic, University of California, and gave everything that Buffalo could deal with on a Thanksgiving. So, do you win or lose yesterday? And you know what I'm talking about. We'll call them units.
We didn't place any units yesterday. I will say, though, the Lions, they've got the culture going right now. I thought it was all a sham in the preseason, especially with the way they started. The hard knocks, maybe it was a little over the top, theatrical. Those guys play hard. They got the right culture.
Hey, are you ready for something? You ready for a drop at 6:09? At 6:09, are you ready for sound?
Do I have a choice?
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
It is never too early for Dan Campbell.
I'll bite a kneecap off.
You want some more?
Come on, Deese. Deese nuts.
It's Dan Campbell.
Best part about Thanksgiving, though, I'll tell you what. We all have our Uncle Tito or Uncle Bill. Has a little too much, you know, and tips the bottle a little too early and starts talking nonsense. Just absolute. It's like, what are you talking about, Bill? And the best part about Thanksgiving, they spread the games out throughout the day. So regardless, when your Uncle Bill starts talking nonsense, you head down to the cave, turn on the TV, and there's nothing better than NFL on Thanksgiving. I know NBA on Christmas, it's a nice second, But NFL on Thanksgiving, synonymous. There's nothing better. And then you got the Egg Bowl. I didn't watch personally.
What's the Egg Bowl?
It is Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Okay. Lane Kiffin came up a winner.
No, he came up a loser.
Okay, see, I obviously didn't watch and just took a guess.
He came up a loser.
He's been rumored as the next guy to go to Auburn.
Would probably be a smart move on his part.
By the way, hey, Ev, you know what? I'm going to just throw this. Ev's got his feet up, and I have no idea. He's so far removed from this show right now.
I'm locked in.
So, Ev, I'm going to throw this out there. 888-957-9570. I'm doing a Chucky TV thing. He loves to sell used cars. Call us right here at 888-957-9570. Be one of the first five callers, and you will win. I want to know who...
Terms and details apply.
If you are out there right now, driving around in your rig, first of all, why? And I want you to call in. I don't even want to talk sports. If you want to talk Warriors, Niners, the floor is yours. I just want to know where you're going and why. 888-957-9570. What the hell are you doing? That's the name of today's program.
Waiting in line for some big shopping. And here's a nice little segue to actually get into some local sports talk, Mr. DeVone. Warriors got their Black Friday discount on Wednesday in the form of the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. I've wanted to use that one. Actual Black Friday today, they get the best team in the West. Or I don't necessarily think the Jazz are the best team in the West, but as of right now, you can't really argue with the way they're playing. Who would have thunk it?
Well, let me just back you up. Is that a Black Friday edition of the Clippers that they didn't have those two players, or is that just the Clippers? When the hell do you ever have those two guys playing alongside each other?
All season.
That's what I mean. That, to me, that ain't no Black Friday. That's not a special
No, no,
day.
I'm
That's
saying just... they've been healthy all season.
Oh, have they?
They've been winning games.
So Kawhi was taking a load management?
Where have you been?
I don't watch the Clippers.
You've been on the islands?
I haven't paid attention to the Clippers. I will. If we want to get into this.
They're a contender. Down the road, they're
scrappy,
a contender,
right?
If they're healthy.
Well, I know what's his name has been. George has been out for a bit. They've played five games together, Chucky TV. Five games together.
Well, they're winning games.
Five games together. Hey, listen, man, it might be 6 in the morning, but you got to get up a lot earlier than that to fool my man Evan Giddings, because Eddings is blue in my ear.
Giddings is, he's on the Chuckster's Christmas list right now. Let's put it that way. We had, it was calling a little San Francisco Dons women's volleyball. You know Evan Giddings loves that. So I hit him up, and I'm like, hey, Evan, what are the chances you have some prep sheets, some cheat sheets of the Dons and Pacific? And he goes, I've called him a few times. I got you, buddy. And these lists that you make as a play-by-play broadcaster, preparation is everything in play-by-play. They take like 3 hours a team. And he just sends them over. It was like I got the Scantron test the day before. It was excellent.
Well, no, he is...
Saved me. Saved me 8 hours of prep. I went in there and had the entire notes in front of me.
So, Ev, you know... You always sort of work your way into my shows, and I know that
I've heard about this.
You never listen, so I'm going to have to repeat it to you. So, and you and I have had this discussion. There was a lot of talk about Jeff Saturday jumping the line, getting an opportunity to be a head coach, and putting his time. Bill Cowher going nuts. I coached in high school. I coached in the eighth grade. I've been coaching since I was 9 years old.
This is a disgrace to humanity.
And there's Jeff Saturday going right from ESPN to hello. Team, and now he's the head coach in the NFL.
And covering the spread twice. Thank you, Jeff Saturday.
Yeah. And so to my point, I'm like, well, Jack Collinsworth, do we know Jack Collinsworth, Ev?
That we
do. Talk about skipping the line. The guy is 14 years old, and he's suddenly wearing the blazer and calling Notre Dame football on Saturdays. And I'm like, my man, Ev, who's called just about everything that's humanly possible. You call cockfighting yet, Ev?
Not yet. It's on the bucket list. But no, me and Chuck are right now working our way up to the WCC. Anytime I can help a fellow WCC broadcaster, got to take the chance.
Any thoughts on Jack Collinsworth getting an opportunity at Notre Dame? Seriously. Are you one of those guys, hey, I'm happy for him?
I mean, he's kind of brought up, like groomed almost to do that job. So I can't really be mad when he gets it, even if he gets it at age 21, 22, whatever.
I mean, same thing happened. He's 29, 30.
Yeah, he's.
Same thing happened to Joe Buck, where he was probably broadcasting big time games before he should have been. He went from the Louisville Bats broadcast assistant to doing a World Series game within like a year or two. But he says it in his book. They threw him out there, and he was ready for it. Yeah. Clearly, he'd been around it his whole life. So the same goes with Collinsworth.
He came to Fox to do baseball exclusively and got an opportunity. They just basically said, I think they lost. I want to say that they lost back in the day. Might have been Pat Summerall and John Madden went someplace. And so they said, hey, Buck, can you do some football? And he sort of slid into that seat. We got somebody, 480. Good morning, fellas. I'm up with you guys, headed to work. With my cable guy brothers, I sort of missed that. What does that mean?
You probably meant to put a comma in there.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I want to hear from you guys. Where are you going? What are you doing? It's the Friday after Thanksgiving. And thankfully, I noticed that no one's called or text. That's good. I mean, Chuck and I could have had this conversation out in the living room. Necessarily had to do it on live TV and wake us up. All right, well, let's get into things and talk about those Golden State Warriors, as you talked about, a win over the Los Angeles Clippers. We taken anything away from this, despite, you know, the absence of the two stars the Clips didn't have available?
Win the games you're supposed to win. That's all I can say. Win the games you're supposed to win. Second unit has been the big talk lately, with Draymond Green being inserted into that unit, slowing down the guys on the floor. And not only that, but he said that he provides that spark, that energy. The problem with the second unit hasn't necessarily been putting the ball in the basket. It's been defense and bringing consistent energy, and that's one thing that Draymond Green does. So I do have a question for you, though, Big Kahuna.
All right. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm putting you in Bob Myers.
I fall asleep, but go ahead.
Putting you in Bob Myers' spot here. Yeah. I'm giving you titles.
Oh, really? I'm wearing a $5,000 suit?
Yes, you're wearing a $5,000 suit.
Hair's perfectly coiffed.
It looks great right now. Anyways, you're the Hawaiian Bob Myers.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian Italian Bob Myers.
All right.
And in this situation, you have the option. You can roll with it for the rest of the year with the bench that you have, with the team that you have, or you can maybe trade some of these young guys that are your second unit right now for some other second unit guys that are maybe a little more ready to win. At this current moment, you doing it, or are you just letting this thing ride out till Christmas and we'll see?
So I'm the Hawaiian Bob Myers. Okay, so let me just use this in my Hawaiian lexicon. Forget about the Italian part of me. Hey, you kids, you youngsters, you come over here. See this?
Dante.
This? No, Dante stays. He's not one of the kids. Dante's coming around. I'm talking about the kids. You see this? This is a one-way ticket for you. You go now. Get the hell out of town! I'm getting to that point. Here's the question I would put before both of you guys. Chucky, are these kids any good? You know, because we talk about timelines, and everybody says, well, timelines. I don't want to hear timeline ever again. Because everybody's like, well, the Warriors' timeline is right now. The kids' timeline doesn't match because the kids aren't going to be good 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. Do we know that they're ever going to be good? This idea that they will, it's an inevitability, really? Because right now I'm not seeing a lot of signs that these are promising kids. There's a guy coming to town tonight, as a matter of fact, you talk about Utah. I believe they got that kid Kessler, who is out of, I want to say, North Carolina. And Kessler's a 7-footer. Watch this kid tonight. This kid's a rookie. But you can see, that's a baller. This kid, he's contributing to the team right now.
I thought Moses Moody would be the most ready. Out of all these young guys, I thought Moses Moody would step in and make significant jumps just because of what we heard from him in the offseason with his maturity and the way that he handles practice, things like that, and just the fact that last year against the Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals, he got a lot of run, and Steve Kerr trusts him to go in there and not make mistakes. And it seems like, I don't want to say he's regressed in year number two, but he hasn't really improved much to the point where Anthony Lamb's taken some of his minutes. And Jonathan Kuminga is hit or miss in all these games. James Wiseman's not even on the team right now. So, yeah, you make a valid point. And the question then becomes, if we're hitting December, Christmas, now that Thanksgiving's over, and the Warriors still can't win road games, and they're 2-14 on the road, yet 12-1 at home, or whatever it's going to be at that point, potentially, if the buck continues, do you make that switch? Get rid of some of the young guys and infuse the team with championship bench players of some sort. Now, I don't know who you go after. That's why I'm putting you in Bob Myers' role right here to scout. You got a 3-hour show to go look at some of the teams and find out who you're bringing here. But I think you said it best. And are these guys going to be good? I think most Warriors fans assume Jonathan Kuminga, because of the ceiling he has, is at least going to hit halfway of that ceiling. But with everyone else, I mean, who knows? Wiseman's got a long way to go before contributing in this league.
By the way, good morning, fellas. Shout out to all the USPS mall carriers who will be out here all day slanging mail and packages. Yeah, I want to hear from you guys what it is that you're doing and why you're up so early. That's right, man. Shout out to USPS, UPS, wearing the brown today. I mean, this is your day. You guys got to be... Actually, this is sort of your month.
I saw the other day... Someone actually knocked on our door, and Kylan goes, who is that knocking on? UPS doesn't typically
shout
do that.
Shout out Kylan Mills. Is Kylan listening to the show?
I think she's asleep. Probably smart. I said, if you wake up with some nightmares, tune in for a few minutes. She said, all right, I'll have the stream ready to go. But anyways, I go outside.
You could have at least sugared that for the audience. Of course she's listening.
No, she's asleep. No, she's asleep. But I go outside, and it's UPS dropping off the package, knocking on the door, and I don't know if it's code for them to do this, but the guy's got the vest on, and it says seasonal helper, and it brought me back to my days. That was my first job.
Oh, is that what you did?
When I would come back from school and college, I was the UPS seasonal helper that would just run packages to doors, and it was great.
So my buddy, when I was younger, growing up here in San Francisco in the city, Ev, shout, actually, the three of us are all from the city, right? Well, you're sort of on the fringe, Pacifica. Like, it's good. We got no bridge and tunnel in the house today. Usually, I got to talk about all these guys giving me these East Bay references. Like, I don't hang out in Alameda Island, or I don't do anything out there.
Tell you what, I like the East Bay. I love it when I go over there, but the bridge is... It's out of control.
Stay where you are.
It's out of control. Yesterday, to get over there, it took about an hour and a half.
So
go 20 miles.
Somebody's teeing off this morning. There you go. Actually, it feels... I don't know, because it's... It's pitch black out right now, but I'm assuming it's going to be a nice day. Somebody's teeing off at 7:39. I want you to call us when you hit the turn, all right? Let me know if you're throwing down a couple of suds, or is it too early? Tee time. Shout out to that
dude. Guess where he's playing. I'm going to go...
He's Peacock. I'm saying he's going Peacock Gap.
I'm going to go Lincoln. He's a Lincoln guy.
You don't got to wake up at 7:30 to play at Lincoln today.
Man. All right, Presidio.
All right, Presidio. So, speaking of Presidio... Two courses in the city. Good job, man. Good job, Chucky. Chucky Cincinnati. Chucky TV. You know, the thing, so...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Speaking of UPS, when I was growing up, I had this buddy. This dude was, you know, I always have these buddies that are a little bit older that are just wrong, especially when you're younger. He was like, dude, we got to work at UPS. I'm like, yeah, but we're in high school. He's like, no, man, that's how you get chicks. I'm telling you, you put on that uniform and we're golden, man. I'm like, all right, we tried to get jobs. He actually ended up working at UPS as one of those seasonal guys. And I remember I was in college at the time and I'm like, hey, how's that working out for you? He's like, dude, this is like, I don't meet any women and this is like hard work. He's like, don't ever listen to what
it's hard work. It's stealing candy from a baby. I remember in college they were paying, and this is in the Midwest, in 2011 when you know the dollar bill went a little further than it does in 2022 in San Francisco, they're paying like $30 an hour. College guy.
So he's the guy. I digress. I got one more story about this nut. So we were in college. I got a call from Ahmed out in Arizona. He went to school out at UCLA, but our breaks hit at the same time. And our dream, this is the same guy that would come together with all of these crazy ideas, but he's like, we got to go to the Playboy Mansion. See, when I was growing up, going to the Playboy Mansion, that was heaven. Like, if you got in to Hef's place for one of those parties, you're like, I've arrived. Because when you're a kid, you're watching these things, and if you steal your dad's Playboy, you're like, oh my God, the Playboy Mansion, that's where it's at. All these bunnies running around, they got that, you know, that disgusting grotto, which now I would never step foot in. But all these people in hot tubs and celebrities half naked. So we're in college, and he had schemed this plan. Like, I think he was missing classes to come to put together this scheme for us during Christmas break to go to the Hugh Hefner Playboy Mansion Christmas party. And you know what? He pulled it off. He's like, I got it. I got the caper. All right? Because everybody's got to be a celebrity. You can't get an invite. It's not one of those things you can pay money and just go to. So what he did, and I went. He hired the same. So when you go to the mansion, you don't just show up, right? You have to like drive to a certain area, take a shuttle that'll take you up to the mansion, go through the gates out there in, I think it's like West Hollywood. Or you have a car service, and the car will take you up, and the gate looks at the car and says, okay, come on. So it's one. So what he basically what he decided to do is rent the same car service that night for us and then go to the mansion. So we go out to dinner. We got this car service. And at the end of the dinner, we're like, he's like, okay, we're going to the mansion. And the driver's like, well, I'm taking you to the mansion. He's like, yeah, for the party tonight. It's like, all right, it's on your dime. I was so nervous, man. I was so nervous getting to that gate, right? And I'm like, we're gonna get arrested, man. My college career, my whole life is over. We get to that gate. The guy looks at the car, says, how many? And he goes, three. And he's like, you're up. We're driving to the mansion, man. I'm not even 21 years old. And I couldn't even speak. I'm like, we did it. We're at the mansion. We get out of the car. We got three steps. Cross the threshold. I've never seen more beautiful women and people, right? And before I know it, somebody grabs me by the ruff of my neck and says, get the hell out of here. So what had happened is that our driver stood there and just waited for us. And the guy said, okay, get out of here. And, you know, the guy that let people in, he said, go ahead and get out of here. And the driver said, go where? He said, go pick up another group. He's like, no, man, I'm with these guys. And they're like, you're with who? I'm with these three idiots who, like, paid us, and I took them to dinner, and they're like, who are they? And he pointed us out, and sure enough, it was the end. I got, like, 5 feet inside the Playboy
Mansion. You
have some ridiculous tales from running up the tab, or Ichiro, running up your tab when you were a sports anchor back in the day. Yeah, spending $2,000 on Fox's dime. With sushi, you got Ken Griffey Jr. wants to kick your ass.
Later, I made it to the Playboy Mansion.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in block number three, but we'll talk some sports.
Yeah, let's get into the Golden State Warriors. Okay. I'm getting a break side. Man, that story went nowhere. Well, it's all right. There's four people listening to us, and one of them isn't his wife, so I don't even know who you are. UPS driver, did that not amuse you? Go pick up a bag then if you didn't like it. No, I love you, UPS. All right, let's continue with, I don't know what the hell we're doing, but we'll be back.
Now back to the morning roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky. Take it away, Bonte.
Take it away, Bonte.
Steph. Let's do that again. Hey, Steph. This is Dan Devone. All right. You know I love you. I know you can drop 50, but don't screw the name up again, because I will come find you.
Devone,
I gotta read a sponsor here.
Okay.
Before we hear from Chucky TV. This is sponsored by the Department of Healthcare Services. Man. I'm good, right? Huh? How good was that?
You heading to Lipo Lounge for England, USA today?
Oh, that's right. By the way, it's Chucky TV. That'd be Chuck Walter, Dan Devone, and my aunt Evan Giddings. I was just thinking that a lot of people probably don't know who we are. because we're usually at night talking to the ghouls. I'm talking to all the coconuts out there rolling around in the middle of the night, you know, hitting me up going, Devone, you suck. And now we're talking to an entirely different audience. All you people that get up early, I'm getting a good vibe. There's absolutely...
Everyone's so nice on the text line.
A lot of these good mornings. My goodness, this is...
Shout out Garbage Man Super Mario.
I can deal with this. I can deal with this. This is like Seinfeld, when somebody tried to get tough with him when he went to the opera. He like looked at this guy, this wimpy dude, and the guy sort of backed down, and Seinfeld turned to Elaine and says, I can deal with this crowd. I feel pretty big around these opera people. All right, thanks for listening on a Friday morning. Yeah, give us a ring, 888-957-9570, and let us know where it is that you're going, or hit us on the text line, and what it is that you're doing on this beautiful Friday morning. You want to read some of these? I know some of these jumped out at you.
You say beautiful Friday morning. What is it? How can you tell?
I don't know. It was actually sort of warm this morning. You can tell. You can tell when you get that bite in the air and you get out.
7:39, our man's teeing off. We're hoping it's nice.
Well, you know, are you one of those guys that once you get outside and once you're up, you're like, God, I'm glad I got up this early. This feels good. Or are you one of those that's just, you don't come around until like 9 o'clock?
No, I'm usually pretty happy about it.
Yeah.
There's just not, especially as you get older, there's not a lot of time in your day. And when you're used to waking up at 10 a.m. and you get up at 6 and your shift is over at 9, like we're about to have happen. Then we got some collegiate football starting at 9.
Yeah.
We can, you know, maybe put the paycheck we made today on a little Tulane Cincinnati action on the hardwood.
Yeah, you are.
It's when
sick.
You're deep into the weeds, or you could put it on the United States to beat England and flush your money down the toilet.
Is there a line?
USA.
On that? Is there a line on that?
I would imagine the U.S. to win. It's probably at least plus 200.
But what's the line? Like when you're talking goals or half? I mean, how do you?
I'm not a big soccer guy.
I know. It's interesting. All right. Can you believe this? It has come in. We have our first caller. Thank you. What do we have for this gentleman? 888-957-9570. We want to know where it is that you're headed. What it is that you're doing on this Black Friday morning? It's Chucky TV. That'd be Chuck Walter and Dan DeBell. Let's get out to just simply the bay. This guy, is he a dolphin clubber? Is he swimming in the thing? Or he's just driving around. Amazon driver, welcome to the show, my man.
Hey, guys. Hey, good morning. Happy day after Turkey Day.
Morning to you.
Morning, bud. Yeah, I got the day off today. I'm going golfing on my way to Paradise Valley out in Fairfield. My buddy put a 20-person tournament together.
Oh, that's nice.
We're going.
So
Black Friday golf.
What time are you guys teeing off?
9:05. We're going a little early for some breakfast. I'm going to meet up for some breakfast out there, and then we got like four foursomes going out.
Are you guys playing best ball? What are we doing here?
No, we're just playing, you know, we're keeping score. No.
Nice.
It's very competitive.
9:05.
I'm looking forward to it.
9:05, and you're already on the way right now. That's I'm usually one of the guys that's rolling in about 5 minutes after tee time. You guys are going to be, you're going to have 45 minutes on the green.
We're going to have a little breakfast and stuff before. So I'm looking forward to it. But the Niners, man, they rolled in Arizona. That was a pretty good game, man. I'm really stoked about upcoming for the next part of the season.
And Andy Dalton this weekend, and good things happen when you play Andy Dalton and have a good defense.
Hey, Amazon, let me ask you, will you crack a beer or alcohol? And if so, at what time will that go down your gullet?
Maybe a couple of years ago. I haven't had a drink in a couple of years. I'm in recovery myself.
Oh,
but
Mom, hey, listen.
I would, though.
Best of luck to you.
I married a couple of years ago.
My man, stay tough. Good job. Just my luck, right?
It took you 40 minutes to have the most awkward conversation you could have, Dan.
I was day drinking.
Should've known. Congratulations to Amazon driver, 2 years. And
good job, Amazon.
Break 80 today. Break 80.
So, all of you, whatever it is that you're doing on a Friday night or a Friday morning, let us know where it is that you're headed in and what it is that you got going on today. So let's get into we can talk about the 49ers. Why not? He segued us. You know, Amazon driver's the one who's producing the show right now, and he's the one who said this is where you need to go. Scares me a little bit about the Saints. It's got trap written all over it.
Why? Saints suck.
Well, yeah, but think about they're not good, but they got some boys. Kamara's ready to go. Cam Jordan's coming off the edge. I know Andy Dalton's better than Colt McCoy.
Yeah, no, they're better than the Cardinals, and they're a team that'll hang around. And I would say
we got a line, by the way, on the soccer game.
USA plus 600.
Wow.
Wow. That's a sprinkle. That's a sprinkle right there, Devone. That's a breakfast sprinkle. Put a little $10 bill on it. If it cashes, you're getting more than avocado toast this morning. You're getting the full spread.
I'm a World Cup guy.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm not a soccer guy. Kylan did play D2 soccer.
Yeah.
So I'm forced to go to all our games, and it's a little slow for me, but when the action does pick up, there's nothing more electric than a World Cup goal. Yesterday, you see Brazil's goal
for Charleston? Oh, my goodness.
Goodness.
Amazing.
Do you classify that as a bicycle?
Yeah. I think it's in the bicycle family. I think when you get horizontal like that, is there a name for it?
I was asking Kylan. She was adamant. She's like, that is not a bicycle. He was on his side. I was like, how is that not a bicycle?
The Lockhorns were fighting again over sports.
Yeah, she was coming at
me. This show, by the way, does not officially start until Kylan Mills, the sportscaster, his wife, actually calls into the show. So if she sleeps through it, that means that we didn't do a damn thing. That means this thing never got off the ground. But we're going to continue with our phone calls. 888-957-9570. Where are you driving? What are you doing, and why are you up so early? Graham's hanging out in San Francisco. Graham, what's up, my man? How are you today?
I'm doing good today. How you doing?
Man, that's a morning voice, brother. That is a morning voice.
Yeah.
That sounds like Barry White.
Definitely.
Hey, do this for me. Do this for me, Graham. Just turn to your loved one and say, I love you, baby. Give me that morning voice. Let me hear I love you, baby, in that morning voice.
I love you, baby.
Oh, man! That just swept.
I'll send that test to it. Yeah.
That was solid, brother. Go ahead.
The voice test. We're out in San Francisco, so I try not to any holidays. There's too many crazy drivers out here, so I usually take her into work. And she does a grave shift, so when I can, I take her to work. So I'm out in the city waiting for her. She should be coming out in about 15 minutes and then heading back home.
Where's she doing the overnight, the graveyard?
Ooh, I don't know if I can tell you that.
Oh, no, that's cool. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
So, yeah. Well, she's in law enforcement. Let's say that.
Oh, all right.
Mrs. Grimm, yeah.
Man, good for you.
I'm trying to keep everybody safe out here.
That's what it's all about. That's awesome. Have you ever done, Chucky, an overnight shift?
No.
Thanks, Grant, for calling in. 888-957-9570. Where are you going? What are you doing? Why are you up so early?
Good one on the text line. Basically,
you've never done so. I used to work in hotels in Hawaii. I won't go into some stories, but I used to have sometimes, you know, hotels obviously 24/7, and I was a bellman way back in the day. And I used to have, I think it was like the 11 to 3 a.m. shift. And typically, what you want to do when you're a bellman, it gets to a certain time. Is what I would try and do is you want to go find a room if you're like half the capacity, right? And then just, you know, find a room. It's unvacated. And you go sleep for like half an hour.
Closest thing I ever got, I moved out here and I was doing the Cincinnati Reds pre and post at the time, but it was fall, so I had nothing going on and moved out. Thank you. And moved out here for the wife and nothing going on. So I was just looking for a job that paid a decent bit of money that wasn't in TV because there was no sports during the pandemic. So I got hired on the spot as a mover for a moving company.
You did that?
What? Over by the Coliseum. I just won't mention the company for better or worse.
Beacons?
But no, it was over right by the Coliseum.
Did you have a jumpsuit on? Did you wear the jumpsuit?
I never got that far. So 4 a.m. rolls around the first day, and I show up for my training, and they're like, yes, this is it's going to be Thursday through Tuesday, 4 a.m. to 2 p.m. You will get paid overtime. It pays well, paid very well. But we go through the training that day, and I'm like styrofoam wrapping couches, and it's brutal. It's brutal work. Heavy stuff. I'm picking up fridges and stuff. And about 3 hours into the shift, I thought to myself, I can't do this. Regardless of how much it pays, I cannot
wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day, drive across the bridge to Oakland from the peninsula. Just a little much here. So 3 hours in, I've decided I'm not coming back. But I'm still going through this training. They've given me lunch at this point. I'm just sitting there. And imagine this. They're taking me through the curriculum and how to wrap these couches. I don't care. The apathy has set in. So I am the worst couch wrapper of everyone looked at me like I was the biggest idiot. When in reality, I knew I wasn't coming back. So I'm going through the motions.
That's a good work ethic.
This guy's a jackass.
No, that's a good Midwest work ethic. You come out here and you do what you got to do. Ev, you have a worst job or hardest job prior to getting into sports casting?
During sports casting, during the shutdown of the pandemic, I worked in an Amazon warehouse in Dallas, Texas, doing graveyard shifts from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
God, you got that morning voice going on, too.
And then after that 6 a.m. shift, he would go and call the SMU water polo game. That is determination right there.
So you've done the graveyard.
Yes, I have. So everyone in the Amazon warehouse would call whatever you walk down to your certain spot. The Green Mile. And a lot of people thought it was because it was, you know, it was just a green path, but I feel like it was more because you're walking basically to the end of your doom. Yeah.
My most challenging job, and this is when I was in college again, and I was living at USC, I had a buddy at USC, and we hung out. I think I told you this maybe. When my stories start going into repeat, just mute me, okay? It means like, Dan, you.
All right, Uncle Tito.
Yeah, exactly. So I was in LA, and I was working at a supermarket, and we were living in a fraternity because we just wanted to hang out in L.A. for the summer. I was going to the University of Arizona. And so anyways, I was at a supermarket. I don't know, for those of you that are cashiers, much like that, or those people that move for a living, hats off, man. That is not easy, at least for me, who is mathematically challenged. Like, ringing stuff up. And then, you know, scanning it, making sure it clicks and you get the, you know, so that it rings up on the register.
Oh, my second job, I worked at an ice cream shop.
Oh,
and
really?
I would scoop the ice cream. Oh, yeah. That's where I got these big old.
Oh, man. Popeye.
That's where I got these big old Jock Peterson forearms.
So we used to
scooping all that ice cream and then working the register.
Yeah, the register killed me. So I couldn't figure it out. I could not figure it out. And I was like, you know, I'm like, I'm never going to get this. And then we were living with these dudes who happened to be across the way. They played USC football. And they're like, you work over there at the 52 market? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, I'm coming by for beer. And I go, okay. And I'm not paying. I'm like, okay. And this dude, I'm like, oh, God, please don't come in here. And he did. And I had to ring him up for all this stuff. And you know what I had to do? Because I was just afraid of this guy. We had a microphone like this for every register. And I had to, like, say to the manager, was perched up in this little, like, you know, he was in this little office that you could see. And I'd have to go void on 14. That was my number. I was cashier 14, void on 14. And he'd have to come waddling out. Dude, like, he looked like Danny DeVito, man. He was about 4 feet from the floor. He'd come waddling down these steps, and he'd have to do whatever he did to my register, just, like, clear the thing out. And the first couple of times, he was okay with it. By the eighth time, I was like, I would actually try and disguise my voice, like, void on 14. And he'd have to come down. And the look on his face, I'm like, dude, you don't even have to tell me. I'll leave at the end of the day. But I was there for about 2 weeks.
All right. And then a great segue. 510 is talking about Christian McCaffrey from Danny DeVito. Devone's
Chuck was
boss.
Supposed to be running a Skyline Chili's. And what's this all about in Cincy?
Wow. What's the 626 area code? He knows.
Where's 626, Ev?
Gotta Google it.
See, that's beautiful. We're all city boys here.
510.
See, if I was doing shows with some other coconuts, oh, 626, that's out in Richmond. That's Petaluma.
510 saying, if the 49ers.
It's like East LA.
Oh, it's East LA. Wow.
Okay, wow. If the 49ers didn't pick up Christian McCaffrey, I'm in the opinion that the bandwagon 49ers fans wouldn't be happy with where the Niners are at right now. It's crazy how one player can open up the field and affect the entirety of the team. That's from Garbage Man Super Mario. So true, man.
Yeah.
In the last month, the vibe is, I picked the Niners. I got a ticket right now. I told you, the Warriors last year cashed.
If
you didn't listen to the night show, I did it again. Put a hefty sum of money on the 49ers to win the Super Bowl. And about 6 weeks in, I thought that ticket was done. I thought they could get there, but this team isn't beating the Chiefs. And maybe they're still not beating the Chiefs. However, I like where I stand.
No,
I I like that's where the 49ers stand right now. When that offense is humming and they're rushing it, 35. Kyle Shanahan's all about finding balance, right? It's like with the work-life balance. Yeah, he finds balance with Jimmy Garoppolo throwing it 25, 30 times a game officially against the Cardinals and the 41 times that they ran it against the Chargers. They balance that together, and the Niners' offense, it's poetry in motion.
I would push back on you and saying it's been difficult bringing him to the table to recognize that you need balance. To me, he is a run again. Let me run it a third time. Let me just break your soul. Let me just have you scream uncle, run. And I think now he's beginning to recognize balance. I think it's been, and I think Jimmy Garoppolo has been sort of in his ear, like, let me throw it a little bit more. And now you're seeing the pass set up the run, but getting Kyle Shanahan to recognize balance for a guy who thinks it's the 1980s and I'm Barry Switzer, I'm going to run it 450 times a game. Let's get to a caller. 888-957-9570. Want to know where it is that you're going and why you're up so early. Daly City. Mike is hanging out. What's up, Mike? Why are you up so early?
Oh, I got to drive my son to his job at Target. But you guys are bringing back memories back in 1989. My friends go, hey, this got a job at UPS. I'm like, okay, what time? And it's like, oh, 3 to 7 in the morning. I'm like, all right. So we had to unload these stupid trucks, you know, like, within an hour. So I unload this one truck, and I talk to the manager, hey, I unloaded this truck already. He goes, what about the flaps? I go, what do you mean? So he picks up these big flaps, and there's more packages on the bottom. And I hated that job so much because
Where are the flaps?
Early while all my friends are going out.
Where are the flaps in proportion to the truck?
No, it's the whole semi-truck. The flaps open up, and there's more on the bottom.
Oh,
like heavy nails and boxes. I'm like, dang. They used to call us, like, underpaid slaves. And what's funny now is all my friends that did get the job back when they were going, like, you know, CSM, Skyline College, and all that stuff, they ended up retiring now in their 50s because they were there for, like, 30 years. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Nice. Little pension, set yourself up there at UPS.
They pay well, but you also have to carry washing machines around all day and put them up on totes, which...
Yeah, you're retired, but you're walking funny for the rest of your life. But shout, hey, listen, if you can do it, manual labor, man, that's what builds character. And that's what's wrong with us. We just sit here in front of a microphone or on TV. You know,
we've done it. So we're allowed to sit here now.
No, I've never had a real job in my life.
I just told you, I did it for a day. I did it for 4 hours during orientation. Got the free food, dipped out. And the thing is, I don't know if I should be sharing this over the air, but I'm going to do it anyways because I don't care. They kept sending me checks, and they kept getting bounced. So because legally I worked there for a day with the training, they sent me like a $300 check for that first day or whatever, $200 check, whatever it is, and I kept trying to cash it, and it kept bouncing. And Kylan's like, this place is a scam. I'm like, no, it's a reputable company. Like, look it up right now. This isn't, you know, the Santa Claus is from Jingle All the Way in some warehouse. Like, this is a real company. And it kept getting bounced, and they kept adding more to the pay because it got bounced. Ends up, they sent me like a $2,000 check for that one day, and it cashed.
Dude,
and so I'm sitting there, yeah.
You're a scam artist.
I'm a scam artist. What are you talking about?
You worked one day, and you're getting residual checks from these people. Are they still paying you?
Not anymore, no. But they did send me something like a few months back that was like, if you were wrongfully terminated, you can make some money off of a lawsuit. And I'm like, I'm good. They gave me enough.
All right. Oscar, hang out. We'll get to your call coming up in just a bit. He wants to get into the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors, of course, tonight taking on the Utah Jazz. Are you buying Utah with Lauri Markkanen and
I don't think I'm buying
Conley.
I'm looking at the West 1 through 10 right now, and I'm not buying it.
Oscar.
I think there's going to be a lot of turnover. The Kings are better than they've been. I don't think they're going to be at the top. Blazers.
Oh, buy Kings.
I don't think they're going to be at the top.
Buy the Kings. Buy the Kings. I'm telling you, that's a real deal.
No, it's not.
All right.
I mean, it is in the fact that they'll be a 7 or 8 seed, but you really think they're going to be one of the top 4 teams in the West?
No, well, listen, it's been 16 years since they've been to the postseason, so when I say buy the Kings,
they're making the postseason, and it could be the play-in game, and if you lose in the play-in game, does that count as back to the postseason?
They'll get in as one of the
top 6 teams.
Oh, that's right. You got to be top 6 now. Okay. Yeah, I'll say they're top 6. Oscar's hanging out in Stockton. Oscar. Did you go to UOP?
Hello.
Any UOP knowledge?
What's going on with you fellas?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, just driving back from Sonoma State, dropping my daughter back off at school. You know, so she got to work this morning. So, and I was driving back. I was listening to you guys on the radio, and I was just talking about the Warriors, man. And you right about the Kings, because, you know, I've been a Kings fan since I moved to Stockton in 86. That's like my B team. Like, that's the Warriors' B team. But the Warriors, they figured it out. That's one thing I like about everybody started panicking. But one thing about the Warriors organization, if you notice, they sit our starters out. We put the youngsters out there, and we want to see, evaluate them, see what they got. Because I'm telling everybody right now, before it's over with, the Warriors are going to make a move. They're going to make a move. That's because we have to. And Wiseman's not ready. And I don't think he's going to be ready this year. And that's my take on that. But with the other youngsters like DiVincenzo, I really think if he gets more playing time, he's going to be a factor for us, man. So, you know, everybody pump their brakes and look at Klay Thompson now. That's all I got to say. Just look at Klay Thompson. And we're going to do it. Hey, have a good day, fellas, and go Warriors.
Right on, Oscar. I'm with you, man. I'm with Oscar. I'm with the big O.
I am, too.
You just got to relax
just
a little
bit. I've been saying that. These guys have earned the benefit of the doubt of not questioning their every move because of the excellence that they've had over the years, and you just got to trust them and Steve Kerr that it's all going to work out. And it does when they're at home.
Hey,
the issue's been away from Chase Center. They can't win anything, but eventually they'll figure that out.
Rob, hang out. We got to get to a break. The rest of the callers, reminder, this has been sponsored by the Bed Bath & Beyond. Hang in there. We'll get out to Pescadero. We'll take your calls as we roll along with Chucky TV, Chuck Walter, Danavone on a Friday morning. Back after this.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.